Roethlisberger, the quarterback, was all hug it, chug it, football all night.
Hearts are pounding in Denver. Nobody but Terrell here. Davis, it is a rocking, standing up. Denver is in the lead. Denver's going to win it. Oh, baby, they're going to win this thing.
Probably the final play of the game.
It is caught by Dyson. Can he get in? No, he cannot. And the Rams have won the Super Bowl.
There's one thing I want to say here tonight. It's only four words. This one's for John.
Welcome into Name Change Pending. This is your host, Brian Priest. I'm joined today by Josh Keel, braving the elements, getting through the snow, heading to work this morning. How you doing, Josh?
I've been much better considering the weather today, but I'm doing all right.
What would you advise the public to do as far as leaving house and jumping out on these roads today in the Salt Lake Valley?
Staff should definitely stay home this morning because this is not fun.
Yeah, so we're recording this first thing Monday morning, and I'll tell you, it took me about 40 minutes to, not that anybody cares, but it took me 40 minutes to drive from my house to work, and that's normally on surface streets about a 12-minute drive, so... Good times.
Yeah, I'm just over an hour of my normally 40-minute drive to work, and I'm not to work yet.
It sounds great. Sounds really nice.
This second worst driving I've done this winter. First was when I drove through a storm to go to the San Diego State BYU game in San Diego, and there was also a winter warning, storm warning. It was Thanksgiving weekend. That was worse.
Okay. Well, fair enough. At least you've got some recent practice, though. So
I do. I really am drawing from that experience to make a better commute this morning.
So. Perfect. I like it. Well, let's jump right into the Super Bowl. You said you got about 20 minutes. So, outcome of the game, Kansas City Chiefs win their first Super Bowl championship in 49 years since Super Bowl IV. They come out on top 31-20, and I mean, Josh, I'm going to let you recap this game a lot, and I'll just kind of interject here and there. But from my vantage point, this was the 49ers game for the first, 50 minutes of the game. And then the last 10 minutes was the Patrick Mahomes show, and Chiefs get their Super Bowl title.
Right. I would agree with that. The whole game, it kind of played out. How if you listen to our Super Bowl preview show, it's pretty much how we all expected it to play out, you know?
Yeah, it really did.
Chiefs got a little bit going, but the Niners' defense was a lot to handle for the Chiefs' offense. And then, you know, it got to the point when they got that second interception right at the beginning of the fourth quarter, they got the second interception, and the whole 49ers' defense posed together. And it looked like that was going to be kind of the defining picture that they showed after the game, and that was going to be what it was.
Yeah, I mean, as I was watching the game, that's exactly what I expected. I didn't see the turnover happen live. I just saw the replay of it because I had looked up and saw the defense posing in the end zone like all the defenses do. I figured it's a 10-point game. Niners had just forced their, I believe, third turnover of the game. And it looked over. It really did.
At that point, the Chiefs had the ball twice in the second half, and they had both been fairly decent drives that ended in turnovers. That one was in the red zone. The other one was close to the red zone. So it looked like even if Mahomes could get drives going, they weren't going to be able to finish the drives, and the defense was going to win the day. So I totally understand where the Niners were coming from, feeling like, no, it's over. We put the death knell in this thing, and it's done. Because the way they run the ball, you figured there wasn't enough time for the Chiefs to score enough points to be able to come back.
Yeah, exactly. And I was honestly really surprised because I felt like this, if there was any team that was built to protect a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter, it was this 49ers team that could throw the ball when they have to, but they averaged over 7 yards a carry yesterday. But I thought if there was a team that was designed to protect that 10-point lead, it should be
absolutely.
The 49ers with a bunch of road graders on the offensive line, a good quarterback, but a guy who's also capable of managing the game. And then, like I said, they averaged over 7 yards per carry rushing the ball. So how does this happen?
Up until the fourth quarter, I mean, the fourth quarter was a completely different game than the first three quarters. Because, for example, up until the fourth quarter, the Niners had not had a three and out the entire game. And then all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, they had to. And then they hadn't given up a chunk play the whole game.
The Niners didn't have to punt until the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the and then they'd give up that big, it was like a 44-yard throw to Tyreek Hill that was just kind of looked like a punt that he got underneath it, and there was no one around him. And then they had a couple of big plays like that where, oh, Sammy Watkins had another one when they floated it over the top and he caught it. And so they went from unable to get chunk plays like they've been getting all year to just chunking away at it. And the defense, I even made the comment when we were watching the game, wow, who would have thought that the team that made the difference in this game was the Kansas City defense. Like, the Kansas City offense just did what it had been doing all year, but the defense actually had to get stout and stop one of the best rushing offenses in the league. And that was the thing that they sucked at all year. Like, the book on Kansas City before the game was, you know, just run the ball at their defense and keep Patrick Mahomes off the field and you're okay, because their defense can't stop, you know, water. They're like a sieve with water, man. But they came through when it mattered the most and got the stops. So,
well,
that was unexpected.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Name Change Pending. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search for Name Change Pending and subscribe to get the newest episodes of the podcast and to check out photos of hosts Josh Keel, Tommy Jerone, and Brian Preece as we travel the continent to do what we love, watch sports. Also, I know you've got a lot going on today, but if you could take 2 minutes out of your busy schedule to give the podcast a 5-star review on your podcatcher of choice, we would greatly appreciate it. Those algorithms can be tricky, and all I know is that 5-star ratings jump us up the lists. So thanks for tuning in, and now back to the show. Yeah, and I don't want to toot my own horn here, but I did tell you guys in our preview, all three of us picked the 49ers to win the game. But I did drop the little nugget that on the season the Chiefs had a better defense in terms of scoring average, and the 49ers actually scored more points overall throughout the season than the Chiefs did. So you had that traditional storyline of the Chiefs defense was going to be the unit to attack, and are they going to be able to stop the run and get those forced turnovers and get the stops that they needed to give themselves a chance to win. But I wasn't really surprised by that Chiefs defense, because I do feel like the stats haven't really lied in terms of that. The defense has played much, much better since about week 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as soon as they figured out the run stopping, then they were. But yeah, the defense, because I kind of bought into the narrative of, the Chiefs defense sucking. And so I didn't expect them to do that. And then the way they stood up at the end, I mean, you can really directly attribute that to Dan Sorensen's leadership and his abilities, I think.
As a BYU fan, how does it work when you get to pick and choose which BYU players you're going to support? Because I'm sure you would have made the same comment had the 49ers won the game. You would have just made it about Fred Warner. So, how does that work? Is it just whoever comes out with the W?
Yeah, no matter what, I was going to get a win yesterday.
Okay, yeah.
But, also factual, in the post-game comments, Andy Reid was talking to Steve Young and gave a shout-out to BYU. And Daniel Sorensen.
That's terrible.
True fact as well.
I can't support that kind of a thing. Well, yeah, so, I mean, let's take a look at a couple of these numbers before I have to let you go, Josh. As I mentioned, yep. the Chiefs come out on top 31-20. They were behind 20-10, as I'm looking at the numbers here. The interception that we discussed, the Chiefs forced a turnover, got that interception at 11:57 remaining in the fourth quarter with a 20-10 lead. Chiefs end up outscoring the 49ers 21-0 in the third quarter, or in the fourth quarter. Yep. I mean, that's for such a. I mean, everybody knows how big the Super Bowl is. We don't really need to harp on that. That's incredible. Like, I knew Patrick Mahomes was a great quarterback as a Broncos fan. He's a guy that I'm terrified to see in the AFC West and know that we have to face him twice a year. Right. And this just cemented his legacy for the rest of his career, one. And it really, I think, vaulted him to, you could make a valid argument that he is the best quarterback in the NFL at this point.
Yeah, with that kind of clutch performance in the biggest games, I mean, that's when you really start dividing between really, really good quarterbacks and great quarterbacks and great quarterbacks and all-time greats. Is, you know, what are you doing in the playoffs? What are you doing when it matters? Well, you can win regular season games a lot, but you got to win Super Bowls too.
Which, yeah.
To me, that is kind of the standard we use. I don't love that as a standard because it's such a team game, and you know your running back can get hurt, and then all of a sudden you have no running game, and then you're screwed, and then you don't look like as good a quarterback. But there's nothing you can do about that sort of thing. But it really is a standard. I guess it's your personal performance. How are you stepping up, even if your team doesn't win? What are you doing? And he was making plays. There was probably four times in the fourth quarter when it looked like he was dead to rights on a sack.
Yeah.
And somehow he came out of the play with, you know, either at least not getting sacked, but usually gaining yards, gaining a bunch of yards, and just frustrating the defense like crazy because it looked like he was done, and then he wasn't.
Yeah, when you look at the numbers, it's not like it stands out that he had a particularly great game. 26 of 42, 286 yards passing, had two touchdowns and two interceptions. But what it really came down to was when it mattered the most, Patrick Mahomes was the best player on the field. And
right.
It showed that entire fourth quarter. You had no doubt watching that game whether or not the Chiefs were going to be able to come back and win. When you're looking at this fourth quarter, and my one thought on the 49ers with this is, and I'll get your opinion on it, Josh, because I think you watched the game a little bit closer than I did, but did the 49ers play to win, or did they play trying not to lose?
No, I think they played to win, because they were still throwing the ball in the fourth quarter with the lead and stuff. They were doing, well, they weren't throwing the ball a ton, but they were doing what they do, like, if you watch the Niners go through the season, you watch them go through the playoffs, they ran the ball a lot. They were still throwing it to Kittle. They were still doing all the things that they've done during the year to be the 49ers. They just weren't doing it as effectively.
But the head coach Kyle Shanahan, his time management was awful in
yeah.
both halves. They went to halftime with two timeouts left, I believe it was, and then in the fourth quarter, if you have a 10-point lead and 12 minutes to go and you're averaging 7 yards per rush, I'm sorry, you don't necessarily have to be more aggressive. You need to manage the clock better. It was like Kyle Shanahan embodied what Andy Reid has been known for his entire career. Andy Reid's a guy that has been panned by critics his entire coaching career because of his time management and not using his timeouts correctly and not using the clock in his favor. And that script really flipped in this game with Kyle Shanahan taking over and Andy
yeah.
Reid being the one, the tactician in this game. It was kind of weird.
I wonder too, if it was Andy Reid being a tactician, or we talked about in the preview show about which coach was going to blow it for their team. And, like, maybe Andy Reid didn't do such a great job as the other guy did a worse job, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because right. he was being aggressive, which meant throwing the ball, which meant stopping the clock. I remember when he threw the ball with about 5 minutes left and there was an incomplete pass, I was like, why would they throw there? Like, I know it's 3rd and 5 and you're trying to, like, end the game, but if you run it and you don't get the first down, he will at least burn another 40 seconds. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if it's going to come down to a last-second field goal where the team's where they're just going to tie it. You don't know the outcome yet. You still have a lead, like, burn from clock. But they threw it and gave them all that extra time. So, yeah, don't even get me started on late-game management, bro. It's been a rough year for my teams at that as well.
Yeah, that's true. You don't really like talking about that.
I
using timeouts
I like,
properly,
I like
running the clock
the
out.
Game, passing the ball.
Well, is there anything else you have to add about this Super Bowl?
Yes, the funniest statistic of them all.
All right, let's talk about
it. Is that if you bet the over, have you heard about Patrick Mahomes' rushing yards?
No. I'm looking at it. He had 9 attempts, 29 yards.
He got 29 yards. The over-under, though, was like 36. And when the Chiefs got the ball after that last interception, he had 44 rushing yards. And then he lost 15 yards on three downing the ball plays.
Yeah.
And so he pushed it back below the under. So 70% of the betting was on the over. So if he hadn't downed the ball or he had lost not as much yards, then Vegas would have taken a bath on that one bet. But because he lost the 15 yards and got it down to 29, Vegas won 70% of the bet.
That's really funny. That makes me feel better about my last thing today is I seriously considered logging into my bookie, and not that I'm doing an ad for them, but that's who I bet through. And I seriously thought about throwing $100 down and just figuring out some various prop bets and stuff to pursue. And I'm really glad I didn't, because the game didn't end at all as I expected it to.
Yeah.
So I would have hammered prop bets for a close game with the 49ers winning, and I'm glad I didn't do that.
Dude, Clay Travis on Outkick the Coverage was talking about he is on record with his seven prop bets he would do, and they added it up. And if you got his seven prop bets, if you just copied what he said, he was right on all of them. If you bet $100, you would have won $800,000.
Oh.
If you just done
that's
exactly
nice.
What he said to do, then it was $800,000 payoff for a $100 bet. So money there.
Wow. Jeez, maybe I should have put that $100 down and just listened to that.
Two of them, though, were the first songs sung by Shakira and by J-Lo. So I don't know that you would have been wanting to bet that.
Yeah, I don't think I would have looked at those prop bets specifically. Yeah. I probably would have focused a little bit more on the game. So that's going to wrap us up for Name Change Pending. This has been your host, Brian Preece. A begrudging congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs and their fan base coming out on top in the 54th iteration of a big game that's played in the NFL that we are legally obligated to not talk about. Chiefs win 31-20, and first title for the Chiefs since Super Bowl IV, so that's going to be 50 seasons, and man, the 49ers blew it.
Yeah, they did. Choked it away.
All right, Josh, do you have social media or anything you want to tell the listeners about?
You can find me at Twitter, at Rise and Shout, RYSENSHOUT.
Sweet.
I'll stay safe today. It's very snowy.
And most of Josh's Twitter is either making backhanded snide remarks toward other folks, usually discussing religious types things, and really he just wants to stir shit up, and it's a lot of fun to follow him. You can follow me at bpreece24. That's BPREECE 24, and I'm sure we'll be back probably later this week or early next week talking some more sports.
Beautiful. Yay sports.
All right, have a good one, Josh.
Yeah, you too, man. We'll see you.